The Israeli Foreign Ministry officially limited relations with embassies from 10 of the 14 countries that supported the Security Council resolution, which calls Israeli settlements in Palestinian territory a flagrant violation of international law with no legal validity. In a departure from its long-standing staunch support of Israel at the international body, the U.S. abstained from the vote, sparking the ire of Israeli officials who allege that Washington actually orchestrated the move. The Israeli ambassador to the U.S. said Tuesday that they have evidence supporting the claim and will present it to incoming President Donald Trump once he takes office. But Tuesday, State Department spokesperson John Kirby expressly denied the accusation.
I think this is all a little bit of a sideshow, to be honest. This was a resolution that we could not, in good conscience, veto because it condemns violence, it condemned incitement, it reiterates what has long been the overwhelming consensus, international view on settlements, and it calls for the parties to take constructive steps to advance a two-state solution on the ground. There was nothing in there that would prompt us to veto that type of resolution.
Kirby added that the pace of settlement construction in recent years is rendering the viability of a two-state solution increasingly impossible. The UN resolution calls for a complete halt to settlement activities, but Israeli authorities show no sign of slowing the pace. According to the Israeli Daily Haaretz, the municipality of Jerusalem is set to consider nearly 400 construction permits this week. Nell Abram, FSRN.